Pope Cruz condemning the latest stabbing incident of a correctional official by an inmate at the St. Albans Correctional Centre and the escape of seven suspects awaiting trial at the Modimolle Police Station. Now, these incidents took place over the past weekend, and they happened just weeks after another unfortunate incident in the Free State where an inmate was fatally stabbed while her colleague was injured and hospitalized. Let's speak to Richard Mababolo, the Pope Crew Media and Communications Officer. Richard, good evening. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Do you get a feeling that these incidents have become sort of commonplace within the various facilities across the country to a point where they just go ignored by management?
Look, indeed, they are being ignored. In fact, there have been a lot of incidents that have been happening over the past few months across most provinces, mainly Limpopo, the Western Cape, and Gauteng. Yet the department has not done anything or rather convened the stakeholders so that we could discuss a plan forward. What we have been doing all along was to engage the department so that we find better strategies of ensuring that our correctional centers become safer for employees. You know, the fact of the matter is that there has been overcrowding and understaffing over the years, and nothing is being done about it. Now, we've been engaging the department, and just before the revelations of the Zondo Commission came out, there had been a lot of engagement. In fact, we have even protested to the Department of Correctional Services, making demands about, obviously, the safety conditions, but also other challenges that members continue to face, issues like uniforms and the illegal shift patterns. Now, the excuse has always been that there isn't sufficient funding to obviously show that all these matters are taken into consideration. And now, when it was revealed that most of the monies that had been going to the department were used for those tenders, it then becomes much of a concern for us, because that money could have been used in ensuring that correctional centers become self-sufficient. We do not have inmates idling around and doing nothing and joining gangsters, you see. So those are some of the challenges that we had raised. So the department has not been responsive.
Oh, Richard. Okay. But are there no safety policies here? And why are they not being implemented? Because you've been raising these issues around unsafe working conditions within the workplace for some time now.
There are safety policies that guide the department's work, but the department actually chooses to ignore them. In fact, cases where members, if members would not agree to what was being told to them, whether it's within the policies or not, they would be charged, and some have already been fired. So we've got a lot of cases that are currently happening now.
Okay, Richard, I'm going to ask you to move around because your line is breaking and we're losing some of the things that you're saying there. Just move around so that we can try get a clearer line, please.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Continue your point.
Yeah, I was saying that there have been a lot of cases that we're currently dealing with where members have been charged for not agreeing to do, to do certain work that is not within the policies. For example, when inmates have to be transported to hospitals or to courts, there's a criteria of transporting them. You would obviously need to have at least two or more correctional officials to escort them. That has not been happening. In fact, you find one correctional official escorting about five inmates. That is why we've been having incidents within courts where people who are supposed to be appearing before the courts would escape there. And there's been a lot of stabbing cases within the court as well. So this does not only happen at correctional centers, but every movement that these inmates made, they are not, the officials who escort them are not safe.
How does this then affect the morale of many other correctional officials who work under these dangerous conditions?
If you look at the...
All right, Richard, your line is breaking again there. I was asking you how all of these issues of working under unsafe conditions affect the morale of some of the correctional officials that you represent.
The morale has been very low. In fact, if you look at the past 3 years, you would see that there have been a lot of resignations within the Department of Correctional Centers. And of course, they have not been recruiting again. The training services can only take 1,000 people on a yearly basis. Those have to be distributed across the country while the prison population grows on a daily basis. So the morale is quite low. They have not had uniforms since 2009. They have not been promoted. Some have been working over 20 years in the same positions. And of course, there are other outstanding agreements like OSD, which has not been addressed, where members need to be rewarded for the services that they've provided over the years without payment.
So what are you going to do then now as a union? Because it seems the issues have been raised for some time and nothing seems to come from the department. And by the way, we did make attempts to reach out to the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services, but they were simply not available for us tonight. But as a union, what are you going to be doing going forward?
We obviously stated our case. We will take the matter up further with the president, and we think that since there's a new administration coming in, all these matters need to be looked into. The president made several commitments in ensuring that the criminal justice cluster is stabilized, and we think that if some of these demands are not met, or the challenges that our members are facing, the situation can only get worse. We will obviously continue trying to engage with them, but as well, what we also want to do currently, because the Bosasa matter has obviously clouded everything, we want to be for part of the discussions towards discussing the future of the Department of Correctional Services, because we believe that things cannot continue as they had been for the past years.
Have you ruled out any possibilities of a strike?
We have had a strike last year. I think our members will give us a mandate on that. But anything that would obviously ensure that there is response would be taken into consideration.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for your time. That's Richard Mamabolo, Pop Cruise Media and Communications Officer, speaking to us about these unsafe working conditions in correctional centers. I mean, several cases have come out over the last couple of weeks. There was a case where an inmate at the St. Albans Correctional Center was actually stabbed. And then you've got, you know, about seven suspects who were awaiting trial escape, you know, at the Modimolle police station. And just a weeks after that, there was another unfortunate incident in the Free State where an inmate was fatally stabbed while her colleague was injured and hospitalized. So it seems this is a continuing issue around those officials working at the correctional services.